Hi, Bonnie. What's on your mind?
Hi. How are you today, Dr. Wright? I appreciate you so much. Just before I ask my question, I wanted to promote the potassium iodide. I'd called in a year ago with a bad sinus infection, and I got off the antibiotics my doctor gave me, and you put me on or suggested the olive leaf extract and potassium iodide, and within 2 hours, I started feeling better. Within a couple of days, it was gone.
Yay!
I was so impressed because I was on my second bout of antibiotics, and it wouldn't kick it. It just wouldn't get rid of it. So I was so pleased with the potassium iodide and olive leaf extract.
Well, you betcha. And speaking of that olive leaf, our ancestors weren't too dumb. They had infections. They had to find something that worked, and that's one of them. There you go.
Right. Now, is it possible to take those things in the winter, like, say, because you want to ward off the flu? Or do you just take it when the symptoms are there?
Over the years, I've found that there's a better approach than taking potassium iodide all the time. Because if we do that, we got to check on our prostate glands our thyroid glands from time to time. A few people are real sensitive to it. So the approach that is working for many of the people I work with who have maybe less gray hair than me, or maybe the same amount of gray hair, or maybe more gray hair, is to make sure that every day in goes 50,000 units of vitamin A. Now, is that safe? Yes, unless you're going to get pregnant, and people with gray hair don't usually do that. Number two, make sure the vitamin D is optimized. Check the blood test. You don't have to check a vitamin A blood test with 50,000 units a day, but you do have to check your vitamin D and make sure you're in the tropical optimal area. And then the third thing is the major mineral, the master mineral for the thymus gland, which is the master gland for the whole immune system, is zinc. And that comes in the zinc picolinate form with copper. And the people who take that vitamin A, the vitamin D their bodies need, and the zinc, and it only needs to be 30 milligrams a day. I don't see them real often, to tell you the truth, because they don't get sick much. But when they come back about another concern, who knows what it might be that has nothing to do with infectious illness, they're frequently telling me, gee, we just don't get colds and flu much anymore if we do those three things. And of course, I almost missed out on something. We do want to be taking our vitamin C every day. And then if we seem to be getting sick despite those other three things, we want to raise the amount of vitamin C. So I'll shut up now. Your turn.
Okay. The vitamin D, how much was that again?
For most of us in the Seattle area, it's 5,000 to 7,000 units a day. But just make sure to get a blood test done after 60 to 90 days on that to make sure it's not too much for you as an individual. It hardly ever is, but for the few individuals it is, it has to be cut back.
Okay, so what would the blood test show for normal?
Okay, we want to be in the same area that people in the tropics are, which is 60 to 100, and it's nanograms, and they abbreviate that NG, and then slash ML for milliliter. So 60 to 100, there you are.
Okay, Kate, thank you. Now, what I called in about as well is I have a dear friend who has a problem with her skin. She's 75, same age as myself, and she gets little red spots, and sometimes they bleed on their own. If she bumps, her skin just starts bleeding, and it's all over her legs and arms. And I told her I'd call and talk to you because she's in California. And the doctors don't know what causes it.
That's one that nearly any doctor, conventional or not, would need to take a look at to have an opinion. You could refer her to the two organizations where she's most likely to find such a doctor, and that can be done online. The one is the American College for Advancement in Medicine, abbreviated ACAM.org.
ACAM.org.
And if you put that into your search engine with Find a Physician, then just the right website will come up, and you put in your address or your postal code or whatever, and you can find the members near you. The other one is called Naturopathic, not just Naturopath, but Naturopath IC, naturopathic.org. And that one locates the ND doctors. the ACAM or members are a mix of mostly MDs and some NDs. So if you put in naturopathic.org, same thing, you can find a physician there.
Okay.
But we're going to have to take a look at it.
Did you say naturopathic? How do you spell that?
Yeah, just like you pronounce it, N-A-T-U-R-O-pathic.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. Okay, so she also has a very bad bladder infection, and you were just talking about the potassium iodide, and I'll refer her to that. But she was taking Ozo over the counter. Do you know anything about that?
No, there are two much better things. One, the first one works about 85-90% of the time because it goes after E. coli, which make up 85-90% of bladder infections. It's in all the health food stores. Now, look, we started that at Dharma Clinic, too. I'm not kidding. We did. But it's spread all around the country. It's not patentable or anything, and everybody picked it up, and all the health food stores have it. It's called D-Mannose, D-M-A-N-N-O-S-E. So I always tell people try that first, and if you haven't had any results in 24 hours, then go to the potassium iodide, which comes from Mayo Clinic Research.
Okay. I thank you very much. I'll let you get to your next caller, and I appreciate you very much. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am.